paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's a lot of things to celebrate in the month of June. We're starting summer, which is very exciting. June is also Pride Month. But for Swifties, our girl Taylor Swift now has purchased the rights to all of her music, which she has been fighting for after a very contentious battle with the guy that kind of quote unquote discovered her. People think there's maybe a little bit of mistruth to the story that, you know, she got connected and with this guy who owned Big Machine Records. And
are you refusing to say his name?
Yes.
Because,
yeah, we're erasing him from history. We're erasing this man from history.
I'm like, I know you know this guy's name, and I'm curious if you're not saying it on purpose.
It rhymes with Matt Mormimer. Scott Borchetta, and he, like, there's a story that she got discovered at Bluebird Cafe. I don't know how much truth is to that, but she basically helped him build that label into what it is today. And now it has so many incredible artists on the label, so we don't totally want to punish Big Machine Records by any means, but basically we don't know the full story, but she's kind of alluded to the fact that he like dangled this carrot in front of her face, like, okay, well, one day you'll get to own your masters, one day you'll get to own your masters. And finally, when she like became Taylor Swift and had the money to purchase all of her music, he basically gave her this deal, was like, okay, I will let you purchase all of your albums back, but one by one. So like she had created 6 records up until then. And his deal was basically like, you have to now give me 6 albums. And for every album you give me, I will give you one of your previous albums.
So it's extortion.
So then he ended up selling her music to her arch nemesis, which we don't know why they don't like each other. This is not a story that's well known. But for some reason, she does not like pop star manager Scooter Braun, who discovered Justin Bieber, who ran, who's a manager for Ariana Grande, like all these other major acts. And so she's like, well, screw y'all. I'm Taylor Swift and I'm going to re-record all of my music. And she started this thing called the Taylor's Version Project. So she's literally recording all of her albums, all 6 albums she was planning to do. She was doing like these rollouts. So we were all sort of reliving the eras of her life. And she was releasing vault tracks that we had never heard before. And it kind of was a good thing for her because then she was able to sort of start this press tour for her Eras Tour, which is the highest grossing tour in history, made her a billionaire. So in a weird way, it was kind of a good thing for her. And we were all excited this summer because she was supposed to release her final 2 albums, re-recorded her debut album and also the final album that she had recorded under Big Machine Records called Reputation. My favorite album from her. I was very excited to get to like relive the era. And then like on a random Friday, she drops this photo where she's surrounded by all of her previous albums. And she said, the best thing, the best thing that's ever been mine is finally ours. She got to purchase her albums for $360 million and said, yeah, I'm not releasing any more re-recordings because now I own them all.
There's 2 things about this that strike me as so impressive is that I think the idea probably came to her to re-record her own things in a heated moment, right? If that happened to me, I would think about it and go, oh, I'm going to screw this guy. I'm going to re-record everything. But then I'd go, God, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then I would probably never pull it off, right? She was scorned enough. She's like, watch me, right? So she does that. And the second thing I love about this story is so much is that she's not only advocated for her own licensing rights, but she's done that for other artists now as well. Because this is a very common story, you know? Before Taylor Swift was Taylor Swift, she was just Taylor Swift. And you're so eager to get into the industry and share your craft that you're willing to sell yourself out. You don't think you're going to be a billionaire, right? So you sell over your catalog, never having any kind of idea at all you're going to be this big. And this is a very common story where you just don't own your own content. Most of the morning shows that you listen to on the radio also don't own their own content. The radio station does. So anything that they do or a podcast that they do, that money goes to a radio station. We're very lucky. Very lucky that we don't, so we can pretty much do what we want. But most are like that. So it's a very common story. So I hope that a lot of new artists learn from this, really read the fine print and go, I can't do it. I just can't sign that contract.
Absolutely. What did the celebration look like online after she posted that?
Well, we were all freaking out. We were all excited because we consider her like our close personal friend, billionaire Taylor Swift. Like, even though she is this massive star that she is today, I think we all kind of looked at her and saw ourselves in whatever battle you're fighting, whatever thing you've wanted for yourself more than anything. This has been a dream for her. Like, when you're a billionaire and you're a superstar and you have all the power in the world, and this is the one area in your life that you feel powerless in and you feel like you have no control over, it felt like a really big win for her, but also a really big win for the community that we're like, yeah, we took down the man.
As an artist, I'm just curious, you as a fan, how does her new music sound compared to the old music that she recorded the first time?
Not as good. So okay. I will tell you why. You're going to see some Swifties have a little bit of a mixed opinion on the fact that she's not releasing those last two records.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recordings, it's coming up on your next E-Buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment bus.
Taylor Swift is now the proud owner of every single song she has ever written. This is a big deal. Swifties are going to be super annoying this week because we're going to get to listen to any song on her music catalog. This has been kind of a contentious thing in the entertainment industry. She has had this battle between her and her old music label, Big Machine Records, and then the guy that it got sold to, Scooter Braun, who I guess is her arch nemesis. We don't know why. We just know they don't like each other. And so she's embarked on this Taylor's Version project where she's just decided to devalue her old music by re-recording every single song she has ever put out and then some, hoping that the loyalty from her fans, which there are a lot of fans and they're very loyal, that they will start streaming the Taylor's versions instead. And because we all love our girl, our personal friend and close confidant, billionaire Taylor Swift, we have all been very loyal and streaming those versions instead.
Do you remember that time she gave you a ride to the airport?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't there, but Fearless Platinum Edition was there. You know, but if she could have been there, she would have been there.
Do you remember that time that she helped you move?
Yeah.
And the elevator was broken and she went up all those stairs with all your stuff. You remember that?
Because she was in my headphones. And so I was like, oh, listening to Reputation. It gave me like the confidence and the wherewithal I was needed to get through 4 hours of moving. She's been there for me and all of my deepest, most emotional moments.
You know what I love about her is we joke, but there are fans out there who are like, remember when she paid $30,000 to pay off your school loans?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why people love Taylor so much is because she legitimately is there for her fans.
Well, she technically is there for you emotionally. I mean, the fact that some of these songs have gotten people through some of the darkest times in their life, like that's why we kind of joke like, yeah, our close personal friend, capitalist Barbie Taylor Swift, because, you know, I listen to her music every single day and that's why people feel so connected with her. And that's why she has this fierce loyalty. So when she has the ability to spend $360 million to get her, what she says is her biggest dream to own all of her music, like we're really happy for her. But I will say the Swifties do have some mixed opinions. So if you want some like water cooler talk today, you see that 22-year-old college grad who's like, you know, getting some coffee in the break room and you want to try and make some small talk, here's some things you can bring up. So the one thing that Swifties were a little upset about is the fact that there were two albums she had yet to re-record and release. And apparently she hadn't even re-recorded Reputation, Taylor's Version, which is the last album she had put out before she ended up changing labels and was able able to own all of her music. And Reputation is a beloved era, quote unquote, for the Swifties because it's the one where she was clapping back at Kim Kardashian for trying to ruin her career, for posting that edited footage of Kanye asking if he could use a line about her in a song he put out called Famous. And it was kind of like this really like BA album. It's very different than anything Taylor Swift has ever put out. It's very like hard and gritty. And it's also like a love album too. It was all the music she wrote when she was falling in love with that guy that she dated for 6 years and then they broke up. And we will never get that re-recorded music from her. However, we are kind of happy for her that like, oh yeah, you don't have to sing about that ex-boyfriend that you are not dating anymore because now she's dating Travis Kelce. But there are some things that are good that are coming out of this. Is the fact that we don't have to pretend to like the Taylor's versions anymore because they weren't as good. And one of the songs that people are excited to get to stream is Style Taylor's version, one of her most iconic songs of all time. And we also get to listen to Picture to Burn, homophobic version. Rebecca is here to give me the approval to make that joke.
As a bisexual person with a boyfriend, I am here to represent the entire queer community when I say Taylor Swift released the homophobic version of Picture to Burn on Spotify for Pride. You coward.
We want it.
It is so camp and funny. I love that song. I just imagine myself at the gay bar hearing Picture to Burn gay, like the gay version, homophobic version. State the obvious. You are gay.
So anyway, the Swifties are very happy that we don't have to pretend to like the re-recorded versions because they're not as, you can't re-encapsulate the magic of the originals and some of the things she should have thought about before releasing them when they originally came out. All right, what celebrities have had positive reactions to the news that Taylor has her new has her original versions, and which of her friends have stayed silent? It's on your next eBuzz on the Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Like I said, June is an exciting month. We're celebrating the fact that we are getting out of spring and moving into summer. We have summer vacations coming out. June is also Pride Month, but for annoying people like me, it's Swiftie Independence Week. Taylor Swift owning her masters. If you haven't heard yet, Taylor Swift, for the low, low price of $360 million, purchased her entire catalog of music.
How much was that again?
$360 million, which, by the way, her net worth is $1.4 billion. Mm-hmm. So it was basically pocket change for her. And she said that this is her biggest dream, her life's goal to own all of her work. So, you know, when you have the money to be able to make it happen, like, you're going to do it. And she's kind of a hot commodity right now. So it is a little bit of a good investment. But there is one person who hasn't spoken out or even shown any kind of acknowledgement to this major accomplishment that I think is very, very telling. Now, we obviously know some of her more close friends that we know she's still in cahoots with. Selena Gomez, they went out, they celebrated at a famous restaurant in New York called the Monkey Bar. They celebrated getting her masters together. So we know that Selena's in support. Carole King, who she recently did a cover for a live performance. Carole King has spoken out. Legend Carole King.
Did I see her do a video with Jack Antonoff? Because I know they've written a lot of songs together.
So Jack Antonoff is kind of like John Lennon and who are like the major collaborators for the Beatles? Like when you think of a duo.
Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote most of the songs.
Yeah. So for Swifties, Jack Antonoff is kind of like the Paul McCartney, John Lennon duo. And so he had posted a video from the quote unquote Reputation era. So this would have been 2018 of them singing an iconic song they wrote together called Getaway Car. And he posted it to kind of celebrate that. So Jack Antonoff has spoken out. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes have spoken out. Flavor Flav has spoken out.
That man is everywhere.
He is everywhere.
What about Travis Kelce? Has he said anything?
He hasn't really said anything, but he did like the post, of course. And okay. She recently stepped out when she was celebrating with Selena Gomez. She wore their TNT bracelet, which he gifted her, a diamond tennis bracelet. And lots of other celebrities, Camila Cabello, Demi Lovato, Dixie D'Amelio, Alessia Cara, Addison Rae, all of these, you know, great music artists and influencers have spoken out. But the one person that has not said anything or even liked the social media post is none other than traitor Blake Lively.
Traitor Blake Lively.
She's a traitor. She hasn't spoken out. But of course, this is a huge step, not just for Swifties and Taylor Swift, who can now listen to all of her music guilt-free. This is a huge step for artists who are now going to be able to really advocate for themselves in owning their IP, owning their masters, which, you know, is a really cool thing. As a Taylor Swift fan, I feel like she has always stood up for artists that are smaller than her. I remember when Spotify and streaming platforms became a big thing, like she pulled her music off of Spotify because she felt that artists weren't being compensated fairly. So a win for us and a win for Taylor Swift really is a huge win for the music industry as a whole.
God, I don't know that that's true.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I wish that for new artists, but like music, like any other business, it is really all about leverage, right? So when you're first starting, you really have nothing to bargain with at all except your talent. They are taking the studio is taking a risk on you. You have nothing except your talent. You got to really believe in yourself. But so long as the industry still has this standard that we are going to own your music, then you don't have anything to bargain with at all. Now, Taylor Swift is so far along in her career and is at such a different level than everybody else that I don't know that it changes the industry. I think it brings awareness to it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if the studio doesn't want to pay you initially, they'll just go, go to somebody else.
Well, I disagree because I think it's easier now more than ever to become an independent artist. You have one of the biggest marketing tools in your hand that's free, TikTok. Like if you create your own music, if you, you know, have the talent and the ability to produce your own stuff and put it out there and it goes viral. I mean, of course, I know you need connections and you need this. I mean, I'm not an expert on the music industry, but I think it is easier than ever to have more leverage than you did 20 years ago.
That's
so I do think
point,
it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. The music industry was always designed for you as an independent artist to fail. You could never be a machine in any way, but nowadays you actually have the leverage and to do so, and it's just a matter of really understanding the business and creating your own path for yourself, and you can defeat the machine for once, the first time ever.
I guess
exactly.
You guys are right, yeah.
Well, and maybe it's not them owning their masters up front, but maybe it's them at least having the knowledge that this is something I can negotiate for later years in the contract of, like, give me the opportunity in 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, to purchase my masters if I do end up becoming successful and have the money to do so. All right, almost 100 crew members say they were poisoned working on one of the most profitable films of all time. I'm going to tell you about show business's most dangerous sets on your next eBuzz on the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
The only person having a better day today than Taylor Swift, who is now the proud owner of all of her albums, all of the music she's ever put out, is none other than newly found billionaire Hailey Bieber. So Hailey Bieber recently sold her company Rode, which is a skincare brand, and also they have, you know, lip glosses. So it's like Rode Cosmetics. She recently sold it to Elf Cosmetics for $1 billion. I cannot think of a better time for this news to come out for her, because recently Justin Bieber, her husband, went on the record on his own Instagram when she made the cover of Vogue and said, yeah, well, we are in a very contentious fight. I told Hailey that she would never be on the cover of Vogue, but you know, I was wrong. And then a week later, she sells her own company for $1 billion. Personally, I love this for her.
I don't know what's going on with this couple. I hope they make it. But I'm wondering now, if now that her finances are way more than what he has. We've heard he's on the struggle bus. Part of the reason why he's had to sell a lot of his music and stuff like that. Now that she is financially the one that's on top and he's not, I wonder if his ego can handle that, and if this is truly going to have an effect on their marriage.
Well, it's weirdly enough, it's been a good thing for Hailey Bieber because I feel like because there were so many stands for Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez's relationship, it really it came hard down on Hailey Bieber. Like, I remember she was at the Met Gala one year and people were shouting Selena's name at her. And I just know that was such a hard position to be in. And now it's almost like the girls have rallied around Hailey Bieber online. Like, we've seen kind of the way it appears that Justin treats Hailey. We're not looking at it with envy, I'll put it that way. And now that we've seen her become a billionaire, I don't know what her net worth is now, but she now has so much leverage that we're like, girl, leave him. We're like, divorce him. Like, I can't think of anything that would be better for her from a PR perspective than to divorce him. But obviously, so much easier said than done. We don't know the intimacies of that relationship. They also just welcomed a son into the world, Jack Blues Bieber. But the girls are kind of like, Hailey, now that you have the cash and the capital to be able to be financially independent, and she is still retaining a role at her company, girl, if you want to, like, we'll support you. We'll be here for you.
Aside from that wildly inappropriate caption that he did when she got her Vogue cover, has there been any issue with their relationship?
A lot of people have noticed in photographs just the way he treats her. Like, the reason why girls will get so excited about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship, or like ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, it's like we see that these guys are really stepping up to be gentlemen for their women, despite being very powerful men that typically, you know, like Justin Bieber, can kind of just get away with doing whatever. Like, when we see Rihanna and ASAP Rocky on the Cannes red carpet and he's holding the umbrella for her, or we see Travis Kelce get out of the car and like grab Taylor Swift like she's a football, you know, like, has the football grip on his lady. Like, we see that and we want to rally behind these relationships. And then when we see Justin Bieber, who for all intents and purposes was a heartthrob for a lot of us growing up, we see the way they're photographed together, where like Justin will get out of a car and then like slam the car door behind him before Hailey even has the chance to get out.
He's always walking like 3-4 feet in front of her.
He's always walking in front of her and kind of just storming his way into the restaurant or wherever they're going. And, you know, I get that. Like, to an extent, you've probably gotten sick of the paparazzi for these years that you've been a famous person. So I'm sure there's some mental health problems there. And maybe he just wants to get inside as soon as possible. But for us, when we see that over and over and over again, I think to a point we start to kind of empathize with Hailey as if she's a friend. Like, we've all had that friend that has been in a terrible relationship that she thinks is great, and she's with him for whatever reason. And maybe, you know, he's a really like top tier guy status wise, and that's why you're with them. And so I think that's why when this sale came through, a lot of us were like, girl, now you're the bigger star than Justin. So get out of there.
Do you also think the way Benny Blanco treats Selena Gomez comes into play?
Benny Blanco is a huge thing too. And I'm not sure if it plays into their Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's relationship at all. But I mean, I would add him into the list of like guys that we have seen really uplift these women that we've been fans of for so long, that like you start to have love for that guy too, even if you didn't even know who Benny Blanco was, despite him being a very, very huge music producer in the industry. Like, we see that and we're like, suddenly I'm a Benny Blanco fan. So I think it just kind of all comes into one thing, where it's like, now that you have the capital and the star power and the status to get out, like, why wouldn't you? But that's obviously up to Hailey Bieber for sure. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.